So when the brothers again are confronting Yosef, and they give him the whole story, oh, our brother, our father loves our brother, how can we not bring him back here? So Yosef reached a point, it says, V'leyachol Yosef li'sapik l'chon tam alav yikro yitzik l'ish me'alai v'lomad ish itob izvada Yosef l'achov, that Yosef cleared the room and he put himself in great danger. He was all alone when he revealed himself to the brothers. But he says something remarkable. It says, "Vayom." I skip a pasuk, and then he says, "Vayom Yosef alechav ani Yosef hot avichayv lo yochlo echel vanaus also kiminal miponav." So Yosef says to his brothers, "Does my father still live?" Well, what kind of a question is that? In other words, he knew his father was alive. They just told him that his father was alive. So what's he saying here? So the brothers couldn't answer him. So the Medrash says, "Woe to us that the Shvatim were unable to answer their brother Yosef. What are we going to say in the day when Mashiach is coming and the ultimate redemption is at hand? How could we have sinned? How could we have delayed Mashiach for 2,000 years? What are we going to answer him?" And also, so if the Shvatim couldn't answer Yosef, how are we going to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But this is what Yosef, when they were the Nivhalim Yipanav, they couldn't answer him. Because all of a sudden, all the suffering and the man was mean to them, and all the years of separation, everything made sense, that it was all according to God's plan. So the quicker we realize that everything is according to God's plan, and there's no excuses that can ever be made that are acceptable, and there's no yes, buts, and it's just accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when the ultimate geula should come.